2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Well, here we are on a Monday, KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a fraternity at the University of Utah could be in hot water after part of Hogle Zoo was trashed over the weekend, and a knife flashed at a carousel operator. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the daughter of Holly Courtier says she hit her head after she began hiking October 6th. Courtier's daughter told CNN this made her mom too weak and disoriented to walk far or get help. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We had an accident with possible injuries reported at 2100 South 9th West. I really haven't seen any kind of major backups there. Traffic is filling in and slowing down southbound I-15 Murray to Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Partly cloudy skies with above normal temperatures and the trend looks to hold. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 70 degrees in Salt Lake City. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump says suburban women supported him in 2016, and he's expecting them to do the same this year.
And then after we won, they said, women came out for Trump. What happened? Women. I like women.
The president at a rally today in Prescott, Arizona, while Joe Biden preps for Thursday's debate, running mate Kamala Harris holds a drive-in rally in Jacksonville, Florida.
You will very likely determine the outcome of this election. And so I am here on behalf of Joe Biden and myself to say thank you.
Vice President Pence is in Pennsylvania today. With the surge in COVID-19 cases, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is reinstating a mask mandate in 9 counties. The Supreme Court's agreed to hear the Trump administration's appeal of a lower court ruling, which said the White House improperly diverted money to build portions of a border wall with Mexico. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We're anxiously awaiting the rollout of a vaccine for this ugly virus, but we're also learning the process of distributing such a vaccine isn't as easy as you think. Utah County Health Department spokeswoman Aislinn Tolman-Hill joined Live Mike with Lee Lonsbury this afternoon, and she says a big challenge is groups of people unwilling to get a vaccine.
So really it is something that we deal with on a continual basis if it is, you know, really any type of vaccine. So the good news is that it's not a new challenge for us. So it's something that we do deal with on a routine basis. But as we are looking at COVID-19 vaccine, something that is pretty important for the community, for the state, and for the nation as a whole, it's something that it definitely is a concern. And we're looking at, you know, how we work with that.
She says educational campaigns and other methods are their answer for the problem as far as where people will actually receive the vaccine.
So for COVID-19, it's going to be similar to kind of how we plan for any large-scale vaccination. And we're kind of practicing a little bit with our flu clinics and how we are getting ready for that. So some of the things that we're looking at right now are just kind of, you know, what are some of our larger venues within the county? Because some of the things that we're really concerned about are certainly social distancing. So it doesn't really matter if it's COVID-19 or if it's flu vaccine right now, because we certainly need to maintain those physical distancing guidelines. So we're looking at things like the fairgrounds in Spanish Fork. We're looking at, you know, things like any sort of a convention center, you know, a place where any area where a home show might be done. So very large venues are things that we're looking at. We're also looking at, you know, so those areas for like an in-person vaccination event. We're also looking at options for drive-through events. And it's, you know, it's hard, and we're certainly not alone as we look at not knowing what the timing of vaccine availability will be, not knowing what weather will be like.
But they're thinking ahead. Back to the first point, a new StatHarris poll shows that there's an 11% drop in willingness this month from the middle of August, willingness to take the vaccine. KSL News Time 450. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mounted America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are headed southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County, it's not been a bad drive at all for your Monday afternoon commute. All that you're going to see between downtown and the point of the mountain is a little bit of crowded traffic at the south interchange. By the time you're hitting 90th south, you're back to good speeds. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. We do have just a little bit of traffic building westbound on the 21st South Freeway, approaching 7200 West. Michelle?
Well, we have minor scattered delays. This is on 5600 West between California Avenue and about 3500 South West Valley, where it's the worst of it due to that construction at 3500 South. Also, Bangor Highway seeing pretty good speeds there. A little bit of slowing as you're going between 5400, 6200 South, and again in Riverton. I-15 in Utah County still running at posted speed. Steve?
I'm 15, good to go, leaving the downtown area. That's 15 minutes KSL travel time. Salt Lake to Farmington, then you're going to be in some thicker traffic in the construction there at 700 South in Clearfield up through Roy. All clear on the southbound side of 15, Ogden back to the Salt Lake Valley. A little slow in Fruit Heights on northbound 89, and good to go right now if you're on West Side Belt, northbound 215, or the Legacy Parkway. For banking solutions built to fit your life, Zions Bank is for you. Discover all the ways they can help you at zionsbank.com or your local branch. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Here's your seven-day forecast, and Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a lot to talk about in this seven-day forecast. We'll start out partly cloudy with temperatures in the 70s. We'll do that again on Tuesday. A little bit more sun on Wednesday with a high of 74. Our first cold front brushes by on Thursday. That'll drop temperatures into the 50s for highs, lows into the 30s and 40s for Thursday and Friday. A stronger storm still on track for the weekend. Cloudy skies, a little rain and snow on Sunday. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s and 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
70 degrees in Salt Lake City, same in Provo.
Jeff Kevlin's afternoon news, only on KSL News Radio.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes
you stronger. Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donations since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Hey, all my great friends at Burt Brothers right now, they're calling it the Get a Grip This Winter Sale, which is underway, and let me explain what exactly that is. As we change seasons now, we know it's just a matter of weeks before we have that first snowfall, and you want to make sure you do have a great grip on the road. This is an exclusive offer from Burt Brothers Tire and Service. How about a $70 rebate with the purchase of four Bridgestone Blizzak tires? And if you use your Burt Brothers credit card, they'll make that a $100 rebate. And it doesn't matter, front wheel, all wheel, four wheel, you'll get the traction from your tires that you need, and that will make all the difference this winter season. You can experience the Burt Brothers difference today and get in control of your winter driving. Go to BurtBrothers.com, find other great offers, and find the location near you. That's Burt Brothers, where they do indeed simply do it better.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
What's up, KSL? You only have 2 more weeks to take advantage of our free furnace sale. If you haven't called Any Hour Services yet to schedule your free estimate, today, Monday, October 19th, would be a great day to call. And here's why. After you meet with us, if you decide to get a new system, in addition to the free furnace, we're going to upgrade your system with a free germicidal UV light. All because you called today. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. There's no pressure, no obligation to buy. All you're doing when you call today is scheduling a free estimate and locking in your free UV light if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Going into flu season, who wouldn't want a new germicidal UV light that's been proven to kill germs, bacteria, and viruses? 801-443-7400. If you're in the market for a new furnace and air conditioner, call Any Hour Services today, Monday, October 19th. Get all of the details and take advantage of this amazing deal. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
We're watching Utah's money. Investors and analysts are worried about how Netflix will perform next year. I mean, this year's been great for the streaming service, but everybody's stuck at home. But recent reports show the number of new subscribers is slowing in Netflix. KSL Drive's demand for used cars, especially trucks, is driving buyers to cruise all over the country to buy whatever they're looking for that they can find. CNBC reports they're paying record prices, too. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 410 points over word that stimulus talks seemed to be going nowhere in Washington. We fell to 28,195. The S&P lost 56 points. The NASDAQ dropped 192. KSL News Time, 4:57.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.